All right, so everything makes sense. I know where Jezebel got her I know where Jezebel got her spirit from. Cain. Sons of Cain. They ate and drank of the wrong spirit, right? And so just like in the days of Genesis chapter 4, Cain was jealous of Abel. And so likewise, they're still jealous. The sons of Cain and the daughters of Cain are jealous of the sons of God and the daughters of God. And so this jealousy just keeps repeating. And that's what pushes them to hate and anger and wrath and murder and fighting and trying to be the top. Notice how the CEOs, most of the leaders are psychopaths because they're children of Cain. They want to rise up. They think they're better than Abel. They think they're better than you because you walk by faith and they walk by works. And so it has to, just like I say, they're under the dispensation of law and not under the dispensation of grace. So they're trying to be good and they think their good deeds are better than you because you just chill. You're walking by faith. And they'll say stuff like, I'm better than you because I'm a vegetarian. Okay, whatever. You keep believing that. That's your belief system. We're not here to debate foolishness, you know. You don't, and the reason is you believe that because you don't know your Bible and you don't want to believe the Bible. You think you're smarter than God. Cain thought he was smarter than God. Cain, I could unfold the whole Bible with Cain and Abel. Cain thought he was smarter than God. Eve thought she was smarter than God. The devil thought he was smarter than God. Hath God said? The dark practitioners think they're smarter than God. The dark side thinks they're smarter than God. Even the saved people sometimes think you're smarter than God because you want to do it your way instead of doing God's way, you know. Same with me. Sometimes I think I'm smarter than God and smarter than his word and his script and want to do it my way, and it ends up being in trouble, giving me some trouble, you know. A little bit of trouble, scrapes and burns. Thankfully, I'm still alive. By the grace of God, I'm still breathing. They didn't take me out. The children of Cain in this age, they try to provoke you, to get you out of character, to get you to say or do something to get you in trouble. And when you don't do it, and you just walk in your power, in your peace, they're shocked. I'll give an example of why you have a hard time trapping me. Wiccans and warlocks and Freemasons and cults and isms. This is why it's hard for you to trap me. Right here is the reason it's hard for you to trap me. Let me show you. One second. Won't take but a second. Oh, I thought I had the video on. So I pulled in this parking lot. Everybody's parking in their little spaces, you know. And I see, right, well, I can go around the corner and park and get to the door faster. I thought I was doing a video, sorry. And so I think outside the box all the time. And y'all don't think outside the box. Yeah, just think outside the box. It's right in front of you. It's always, God always makes a way of escape, you know? You just have to think different than everybody else. Sometimes a tool can be used for different applications. And sometimes certain parts and material can be used for different applications. You think it's just for that, and it's used for different stuff. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I had to go through and it wasn't even about the other person. It was actually about me. So I had to go through February, March, April, 3 to 4 months. Yeah. I had to shift my mindset. I had to see into another world that that kind of world, is riddled with slavery and bondage. Even the Pharaoh of Egypt. Think about the Pharaoh of Egypt. He had those magician priest class he had to control. He had the people he had to control. And he always had to come up with new lies to keep the people under subjection, so that he had to keep them in fear so they wouldn't usurp his authority. And so that Pharaoh was always playing these little games to put you in fear, you know, because they want that authority. They feel like if they can put you in fear, and you can see that in the nations. And so the flesh uses all these weird tools to create power, because they think power is everything. But think about it. When they get that power, they have to fight to keep the power. So think about that. They get the power and they have to fight to keep it. And they have to either kill people. Look, here's what's weird. Somebody will say, save the animals, save the dogs, save the cats, but kill the human. The hypocrisy in a person's heart. Humans are evil, but animals are great. That's so... an animal is a beast. And for you to say that, that proves you're a brute beast. And your heart's not right. God went to the cross for mankind. Jesus took on the form of a man. Jesus didn't take on the form of a cat or a dog or a dolphin or a tree. He took on the form of mankind. And all other creation was made for you, to bless you. And all these mirror magics and all these dark practitioners and all these manipulation, mind games, looking for your weakness and looking for your whatever, trying to intimidate you. And that, oh, yeah, that reminds, I was trying to figure out why that preacher at that restaurant. Yeah. Wow. Now I know why most men are hogtied and they're not in their own power, because the wife, she looks for his insecurities instead of building him up and covering it. Most of the women try to tear him down. Wow. Because she wants his power, just like Jezebel and Ahab. But Moses, the people like Moses, his wife took off. He says, better for a man not to touch a woman. Because when you touch a woman, you enter in, you go back into 3D. Yeah. And she wants to, it's just built into her. Especially if she's lost. A saved woman, she can overcome it. But it's built into her to want to be like, because she's jealous of your authority as a man. That's what it comes down to. She is jealous of your authority as a man and your skills and your gifts. And she doesn't know how you do it and how you make it and how you build this and do this and overcome this. And Cain was jealous of Abel. Jezebel was jealous of Ahab and used his insecurities. He's over there crying like a little kid. I want that land. Well, man, you're the king. You can tax the people. And he wouldn't sell the land, but he wanted it. He was like a little baby. I want that land, kicking it. But it was in, it's the same game. The inheritance of the elect. That's what I just went through. There's some kind of thing going on in the background. They want your spiritual inheritance or your physical stuff. Inheritance. That's what's going on. Wow. Everything's making sense. They want your gifts and your inheritance. And so, so Jezebel can't do it on her own. So she has to go to the dark side. Or she has to get some man she can Ahab and get him to do it and get him to take you out. Or they want your inheritance, and it's more than just physical, it's spiritual inheritance. Wow. Because Ahab was kicking his feet like a little baby. I want that land. And Jezebel said, what are you talking about? Here, we're going to. It's all making sense. It all makes sense. Everything makes sense. Every story in the Bible reveals the game that's playing on in the 3D. They want your inheritance. They're not blessed. They're not blessed, so they want your blessing. They're too lazy to do it themselves, so they want to steal it from you. Wow. It's all making sense. It's all making sense. They're doing illegal stuff. They're doing selfish stuff. They're doing crazy stuff. They're trying to love bomb. So that's what the narcissist is. They love bomb and future fake and all that because they're trying to pull you into a fake reality because they don't have the divine, they don't have truth because they're not in the body. They don't have the inheritance. They have no truth. So they're looking for a little weakness to try to tear you down. And when they can't find any weakness, they bring up some kind of past that's not even who you are anymore. Maybe you did make a mistake in the past. Maybe you did do something stupid in the past. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Everything makes sense. It totally fits. Everything fits. And so a kingdom man cannot be yoked up with a non-kingdom woman. And a non-kingdom woman is selfish, greedy, money, instead of a heart that's right with God. A non-kingdom woman worries about outward show and money and appearance. She ain't worried about her heart. She's worried about her stuff and the flesh. So the non-kingdom woman tries to yoke up with the kingdom man, and the two never meet. The two never can get along because their heart condition is opposite. It might be a familiar spirit from your bloodline, and you might love the person, but their heart ain't right. So God uses that to show them what they missed out on. So, here's what they wanted to see. When I got poked and pushed and threatened or whatever, would I respond in anger? And I didn't. When somebody tried to demasculate me or emasculate me, would I let it affect me? No, I didn't. When somebody gaslighted me and then said it and gave me fake love, did I really believe the fake love? No, I didn't. Because I took notes from day one, I was testing it. Is this real love or is this fake love? Is this real or not real? And the conclusion is not real. Is this real love or fake love? Fake love. Is this a test? Is this a major test? Yeah. Does this person even exist? No, it was an actor. She was an actress. She was a good actor. She was the best at what she does. She even said it out of her mouth. I said, it looks like you might be a psychopath. She said, I'm good at what I do. She wanted to make a copy of herself because that's how she gets ahead. And she don't have the spiritual inheritance, so she has to manipulate it with throwing Ahab under the bus. She has to find an Ahab, but she ain't going to find an Ahab that's going to go that evil. Because that's pure evil. She might, though. She might. Have fun with that. It's not my cup of tea. And all the lies y'all thought y'all knew about me, that y'all thought, that y'all heard, wasn't even me. And she found out. She found out every lie that was ever made about me wasn't true. And she knows it. And she can't deny it. And if she keeps lying, if she keeps lying, I know that God is going to scourge her. They make some kind of contract, some kind of Ponzi scheme to steal off the men. They do a Ponzi scheme to steal the men's inheritance and put it on like it was love when it wasn't love to begin with. It was all mimicking. It was all a mimic. Just like Ahab. Just like Trump. Ahab was not a king to Israel because he didn't love Israel. Trump is a king to the people because he loves the people. It's not about him. If Ahab was a real king, he'd be more worried about the people and their vineyards instead of his vineyard. So it proved that Ahab was not a real king. Trump is a real leader. A real leader loves the people under. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when a man finds out he has an enemy in his own household, they got to go. They got to be purged. They got to be tested. The Wiccans and the Warlocks and the Spellcasters and the Jezebels, they're testing your character. But you're also testing their character. And they actually don't have a right to test your character because they don't even know what you had to go through to get to keep your character intact. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what you suffered to get where you're at. Hello? They don't have a clue how many Delilahs and Jezebels you had to filter and kick out of your space because you knew they were deceivers and witches and warlocks and spellcasters and tied to warlocks. The Delilahs and Jezebels were tied to a warlock because they couldn't work alone. It's like, okay, I had this one. Man, I thought we were in tune. I just Googled. I said, you don't live there. You live over here. You live with some dude in his dad's house. But you lied and said you had your own. I'm done. And that was a wake-up call for me. I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm glad I didn't fly out there. They'd probably took me out. They were probably trying to take me out. They were doing a destiny swap too. Ritual magic. Mm-hmm. If it took me all these years to see it, imagine about to save women but can't see it. So you got the joint heirs with Christ, who God has blessed with truth and blessings. And then you got the non-joint heirs, the heirs of Cain. You got the heirs of righteousness and the heirs of evil. And so Cain must have spent his whole life trying to mimic and look like the Christians. And so they come over there and they say what you want to hear because they were in church. And they try to destiny swap with you, get in there, divorce you, take your house, your strength, they take away the man's strength, his property, and all he worked for. And so that's part of their destiny swap that they're doing. Call you abusive, make you look bad, make you look like the bad guy. So it's the Jezebel spirit. And the Bible says, have no tolerance for Jezebel. And so when you kick Jezebel out of the church, or out of your house, your ear gate, you have zero tolerance. And you kick her out and let her go find somebody else to destiny swap with. She never loved you anyway. She really don't love anybody. She loves money. And let's say she does find one just like her. He's cheating on her. She's cheating on him. They don't love each other. They just love the crime. They're criminals. And not only are they criminals in the natural, they have to be criminals in the spiritual. That's why they do the mirror magic, the dark magic, the destiny swap, and all that. And the only way they're going to be able to do it is kill you, or devalue you, or defame you, or make up lies against you to get people around you that love you, that are real, to try to run away from you. That's what's going on. And it keeps repeating. I saw it online, and now I've seen it in the real world. But I have seen it in the real world before. But this time I was prepared. Just like online, if I see somebody doing something weird, I start taking notes. In the real world, I started taking notes, and I catch them. And they're so full of shite, it ain't even funny. And their mirror magic has to fall back on them. And all their games and conniving and plots and traps that they try to set. It worked with other people. But when you mess with God's elect, it falls apart. Because we have the spirit of truth. You have the spirit of error. So you have to lie and contradict yourself. You no longer belong with us. You never did. But when we wake up to it, we know which side you chose. You're on the dark side. And you're on the side that never wins. Wally Coyote's on the dark side. You're on the dark side. And Wally Coyote never has any peace, and they never win. It's really sad.